afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, you know most. We are doing our rounds and it is crazy. So hello. Hi. How are you doing? Are you below zero?
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero, by Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Got Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, they get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, take some time, now get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope. Cause all that got Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday they get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes
build it up, just to let it wash up. nickname.
I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, but tell me who. Who's getting all of mine? Who's getting all of mine? Residuals.
I was lying when I said it, feelings mutual.
It took some time to realize
I'm a different people.
And love is blind, I see love is blind.
Can we build it up, build it up?
One last time I get to see your face. Knowing you won't take your love away. Looking over your body telling you to give me a sign.
Smile if you can hear this message. You are blessed. You're alive. You may also realize that Christmas is not about the presents anymore. Christmas is about the gift of love. Your smile is contagious. It is that smile that kept everyone going at ShopRite and Checkers this past year. Thank you for your support. ShopRite Checkers wish you a fabulous festive season.
Standing right here waiting on you to
open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear you telling me to be a man. You know I wish it without you, how could you leave me alone? I'm going far away. Without you, there's no home. So tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I cry at night. I'm holding on, about to lose my mind. Can you help me? I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh, feeling all this pain inside. I need something that can heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold. Baby, can you hold me? Oh, and don't let go. Oh, baby, hold me close. I don't know where to go. Cause without you, there's no hope. Oh, oh, so tell me, what do I do? Nothing without you.
Because you are everything to them. You are everything in their lives. And they cannot do anything without you.
Have to rush it, babe. No, tando. Jali wami mina mine mbuze ngape Epatelene nota ndolezu Usangchandana nyoma upelile Jali mina mine mbuze ngape Epatelene nota ndolezu Usangchandana nyoma upelile
You got 21 questions. Unga basu tando rami. Oh, oh, my love. What do you do to me? And I was there chemistry. Oh, cast that now my bench is sweet. Oh, how? Leave me now, Marte. Baby, I need you to go down low. Oh, tandem in more. Oh, no. Down in GZ. See how you thought I was on my life. Baby, I need you to go down low. No time to make more. Oh no, down in the city. See how you thought I was on my mind.
so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero, by Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast. Now the time is slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Now Julio
tastes like water on your lips.
You had one too many trips. Try to run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you caught it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope.
Don Julio tastes like water on your lips.
You have one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around,
ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, today is a nice Saturday where we are most doing whatever we want, eh, here on Elizabeth's World, because you don't know. You don't know if Madame is going to come and then she's going to be in a good mood or a bad mood. We don't know. We don't know. But today I think that the weather is fine in the capital city. I think that it's nice and chilled. I think that it's a relatively good day. And also, I have one of my children here. You know I've got a gang of kids. So I have one of my children here and I'm like, ah, Mara, let's just go and play a little bit with other kids. Hi, Francina.
Hi, Miss Elizabeth.
Let's see which mic this is. Okay, say. You know, I have difficulties with these microphones, guys. We know that we already know. Let's go again.
Hi, hello.
Can you hear me? Okay, let's see. Speak into it.
Hello.
Again?
Hello.
Mic check 1, 2. We're trying to find the perfect mic. So this is my mic and then, whoa. Mara, before that, let's quickly go here. I think Craig David and Tiwa Savage, you know, they are doing nice things. Okay. I don't know.
Every time I show you magic and I see it. Every time I tell the truth, you don't believe it. Don't tell me I don't know.
At the end of the 104.4.
I can see it, don't be that way no more. Yeah. You're running around like you don't have feelings anymore. Yeah. It's cool if you well know that if you leave, then say no more. No more, no more. Cause when you go left, I just go right. Mmm, we used to want it all night. We just play chess when we collide. Mmm, think it's right about time I show you.
Kept a distance, babe. We were self-destructing like kamikaze. Though you say I'm a snack, I belong in a pantry. You do these things to me. Like fire, make we rekindle it. When you go left, I just go right. But I still want it all night. Undo the stress, show me your mind. Cause you know I need it.
Yeah. decisions. I'm follow. Got the night and the way time. Sago peli nyanga tali. Sago peli nyanga tali. Sago peli nyanga tali. Sago peli nyanga tali.
Ons is cool en kalm soos 'n psalm en ons hou julle net daar. Hozala. Hi guys, we're speaking Afrikaans. It is what it is. Mara, before that, ne, I just want you guys to get a feel of it. You know how we do in our first hour. Get a feel of it. Enjoy. Sit down. Grab your beer. Grab your water. Grab it. And then let's just, you know, the rebirth of Craig David has been a beautiful one because like right beneath that modern video is a video of when he was younger and you're like, oh wow, Craig Akurupa name now.
Telephone talking for hours. Lately the silence got louder. Now when I call I can't even get through. Yeah. Feels like we're losing each other.
And I don't know who's writing his songs. Maybe he went, I feel like Craig David went and went through a lot to come back and give us music. Or what do you think, Francina?
Yeah, somebody needs to break his heart again.
So he comes back again, yeah. And then he gives us the juice.
We must send him somebody.
he's bringing the juice. You're like, wow. You're like, such a wow, man. Oh.
I'm like, what's a wow?
Oh, it's such a wow.
And I don't think we can recover. Know that you're feeling some type of way too. Yeah, you don't have to say. Cause I already know things ain't the same. But I thought it would blow. Thought we could patch it up. Guess I was wrong. End of the day, I gotta move on. Thought I found the words to say. Played it in my head a million times. Now we're starting face to face. So much harder looking in your eyes. Whole world might change as soon as we go our separate ways. Blue skies turn gray. Now all I see on my window pane is red. Last night I ran into your mother. That's what's making this tougher. She told me that I turned your house to a home again. All of my mates say don't bother. And I should just go find another. They tell me it's over and I should quit hoping. You don't have to say. Cause I already know things ain't the same. But I thought it would blow. Thought we could patch it up. Guess I was wrong. End of the day, I gotta move on. Thought I found the words to say. Played it in my head a million times. Now we're starting face to face. So much harder looking in your eyes. Oh, all might change as soon as we go our separate ways. Blue skies turn gray. Now all I see on my window pane. Heart don't feel no better underneath this umbrella rain. My heart don't feel no.
Do you know how I know Craig David is old? Because his song is three is going to 4 minutes. Like his song is going to 4 minutes. Oh, see? It's going to 4 minutes. And I'm like, hey. Because usually modern songs are almost like just 2 minutes. Yeah.
But the man is going, maybe he's going through a lot of something.
Hey! They're like, yeah, now you're just here. Like, yeah, okay. Nakapwakwa. Like, eh, almost. Eh, nakapwa.
Yeah, eh, eh. Getting together. But it's a yes also.
It's a yes, ne?
He must express himself.
one go, just like that, one hit one.
Tell me something where I know fit to. You walk for my love too. Money, I hope you're ready, cause it's only who. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy.
I'm so interesting, it's why they say that I'm the next thing. So even on features, I'm impressing. People do hate, but I'm a flexing. Yeah, I learned a lesson. They throw me shots, but I'm a chesting. I'm far from pop, my pop is resting. My flow so bad, my tongue is vexing. Yeah, no one is testing. I'm best by far, is what I'm guessing. 1, 2, 3, I win like wrestling. How can I lose? I'm with the best team. Yeah, I'm the boy with the fire. DJs give me more speed than a tire. Seen it all, done it all, sang in the choir. Feeling like I'm 10 over.
Now tell me something where I know fit to. You walk for my love too. Money, I hope you're ready, cause it's only cool. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy.
Okay, it's so exciting. The game's been dark, but I'm igniting. Positive flow, I'm so attracting. Whether freestyles or even writing. Yeah, I put my life in. The bread don't cut, I put the knife in. My left hand weak, I put the right in. And take my balls from J to Brighton. Ha! I see the lightning. I know sometimes the rain is frightening. No matter how hard the scene is frightening. So when you hear Icy Prince and Hype Man, yeah, I don't try plenty. I didn't rap, I didn't sing, I didn't come MC. There's too many songs and I'm never empty. Now you jump stone if you want them
to be. Tell me something where I know fit to. Yo, go, my love too. Money. Oh, daddy, I hope you're ready, cause it's only cool. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah.
Okay, I'm so contagious, and no one's done this good in ages. I put my foot in hell, courageous. Too many verse like Bible pages. Yeah, and I hope they play this so I can grow up from low to apex until my account is fat and shapeless. Too many songs, but mine is latest. Yeah, so love, I hate this. I'm getting my cake, I'm on the cake list. Beating my chest, I'm on the ape list. You should be honored and bow to greatness. Yeah, see my name's getting famous. My team's fire, man, you cannot flame us. Now by my God word, you cannot blame us. It's in vain when haters try to aim us. Yeah.
Now tell me something where I know fit to. Yo, go, my love too. Money, I hope you're ready, cause it's only boo. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah. Feeling the boy, she feeling the boy, yeah. Feeling the boy.
Win big, win now with Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Get a 200% sports bonus of up to 2,000 Namibian dollars. Sign up now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM.
As we are diving into the show, we are talking about our expectations of life, and I just want us to start nicely with a little background. Then you're feeling all kinds of nice. Yes, it's me. Hello.
What if God did it?
What if I had never been blessed beyond limit? What if I was always depressed and not living? What if Squad at Campus Kalin was unwritten? And all I ever had to reflect was Bob Dylan. Josiah just decided to rest and not finish. See, I wasn't up to the test and not winning. Shabalala said in his head he can't hit it, but Fred is all relative-ish. What if Tyler just decided to wait? What if Keenan couldn't stomach the hate? What if Booger Love had never been saved and still in love with the game? And Talatalo he fade. What if Eminem had stuck with a 9-to-5? If Chester wasn't playing in 95? If Philemon, my singer, was called offside and Doctor was injured, would you have ever seen Baka fly? And Brenda Fussy wasn't obsessed with show business, and all the winning wanted was checks and more children. And Costa said, you niggas correct, we're not women. Jabba didn't fuck on your vest, they can't save his son. I stand steady on business and everything that I've done. I can't imagine my diva not being a prodigal son. I left Gomani with vision and now I'm back as a young. What if
Mama, you know I would, where would I be now? Upon the walk, where am I, mama? You know I would, where would I be now? Upon the walk.
What if I was young and ginger and not chief? What if I was never prepared to love me? What if I was thinking of death and not peace? Cold heart, living with fear and can't breathe. What if I didn't move with the north side? If I had a problem being cool with a horse ride, ish, I couldn't do what we all like. If I never knew, wouldn't go on my toes run. And all our timers had missed me. I'm focused on my daughters and my son and they missed me. If Zuma wasn't part of the big three, if Solomon Matango had quick feet, if Tinker ain't decided to gift me a gift, you gotta think about it. What if everybody tried to forgive? If I had not inspired a generation of writers to celebrate, I'm a lion of a quick.
Mama, in the good, where would I be now? Upon the work.
Alrighty, Francina, say something quickly.
Hello.
Yes, loud and clear. We got you. We got you the mic. You know, I was just trying to figure out with this mic situation that we're having here.
Mic doesn't like me, actually.
No, it loves you. It loves you. Now you can even hear yourself echoing there in the earphones. It's nice.
Yes, I must echo. I must listen to you.
All right. So, Francina, let's talk a little bit about you, you know? So, it's not an interview. We're just chilling. We're just cruising. They know everything about me already. Mm-hmm. Mara, maybe we can talk about you a little bit.
Let's talk about me.
Let me ask you, first of all, have you ever been to therapy?
No.
Why? You are perfect.
No, I'm not perfect. I'm just too young for therapy.
Too young?
Yes.
What is therapy for?
What problems do I have?
So you don't have problems at
for
all?
For now. Because I'm dependent on other people for now. People are going for therapy because of me.
Okay, so yeah. You've never gone to therapy because, no. You know, like, there's nothing major that has happened in your life that requires, and, you know, like, to take that route. But what do you think of therapy? What do you think happens there?
I think, therapy.
Like a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a social worker. What do you think they do?
They just talk to people, man. Mm. Like the ones that I think
need it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the ones that maybe are going through something.
Mm.
And they really need somebody to talk to. You know, some people do have people to talk to, but sometimes you can just, you cannot trust people, you know.
Mm. Who do you tell your things?
Myself. I talk to myself.
Oh, yeah. So you don't trust no one with your things?
No.
Why?
Why must I trust people in the world of today?
Hey.
Where social media exists.
Yes.
You'll find yourself on social media, my dear.
With your whole problems. Mm. They're going to be there. So you're what is it? I'm a 2000 or what? Ne? I'm a 2000. Mm. No, don't worry. Here we are open with our age. What is it? What is going to happen? It's the only way to create relatability. If mm-hmm. people understand who mm-hmm. you are and what you are about. So how, oh, like maybe you can tell us about you.
Okay. Like I'm 24 years old. Mm-hmm. Just 10/24 in October.
Mm, the what?
The 24th of October.
Mm, the day before my daughter's.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm your daughter.
Okay. Uh-huh. You know, my children's.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your children's. Yeah. So basically, I'm doing media and journalism
mm-hmm.
at Trampan College in Chumab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to third year. Next mm-hmm. year is my last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, I just want to experience.
How has school been?
School. I don't know whether I like school. I have no opinion when it comes to school because me and school.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Me and school are actually not, yeah, friends.
But you're trying, Miss.
Yeah, I try.
Because the idea is you just do what you went there to do and get out. Yeah. Like you don't need distinctions. You don't need what. Just pass.
Yeah.
So that you can get out and go and eat your money.
The aim is to graduate.
The aim is to graduate.
Yeah.
Whether with flying colors mm. or just. Because yep. they don't even tell you, which I know this one graduates with mm. a 50% or what.
Yeah.
They don't say that. They just all call you graduate. So it's
exactly.
Okay. Mm. So, when we talk about life in itself, right?
Mm.
What do you think life is like?
Life is just something like a movie, you know.
Oh, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot is happening. Some people are up there, uh-huh. some are down there, some uh-huh. in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Some are happy, some are depressed, some uh-huh. are just living life.
Uh-huh. You know,
some are just in it as long as they are alive.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You'll be 29. I just wanna put it out there. You'll be 29.
Yeah, like I'm smelling 30, you know. Like, you know when you are growing up, eh? You know now when you fall,
yeah.
It's no longer like,
no.
You are hearing the bones are cracking.
Yes, and it takes very long to heal when you are a little bit older.
Like,
do you think 30 is very old?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you think it's auntie.
It's auntie. Like,
you guys have heard it, my dear. We are seen as aunties. Like, oh, my aunt. Yeah, hey, my auntie. Big auntie. You're like, hey.
It's auntie.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably,
what do you want for yourself?
I want to be like, let me say, a public relation officer mm-hmm. somehow
mm-hmm.
in some companies, mm-hmm. some big companies.
Mm-hmm.
With my own car, with my own problems,
mm-hmm.
my own house,
mm-hmm.
no men, just living life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one to disturb me.
Mm-hmm. Because men are disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they disturb people's life.
Mm-hmm. Eh.
You must understand.
I understand, my dear. Okay, so you just want money.
Yeah, money.
Oh, okay.
It's the key.
Like literally, you summed up your the next 5 years of your life as money.
Money is the key to happiness. Money. Yeah, you need money to be happy in this life.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it could be. But the people, no. The people, you know, the only people that say you don't need money to be happy are broke people.
They're broke people.
It's true.
They think, yeah. But those are even the ones that are like depressed.
Ne?
Because
there's no money. Because small, if you get money, then you are very happy.
Yeah, because like, for me, I don't want disappears. In the future to be like in my bed thinking, what are we eating tomorrow?
But you always think like that, no matter what.
Even if you have money.
No matter what, even when you are moneyed.
Being a grown-up is hard. Ne? Like,
terrible. But you're already a grown-up. It's only that, you are still, not really still in school.
Mm-hmm.
You're still being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not really, you are still there. You know people that your age are married?
Yeah, those ones are.
My sister got married at 21.
I.
Happily married, baby, everything.
In this Namibia. There's men that, you know.
Yeah. I know so many people that got married at 21 and 22. You, it's like the way you're looking at me is like,
why?
Why? I say you are most committed.
I must still enjoy. They still, time for me to enjoy myself, for me to be committed.
What are you going to do in this enjoyment that you're talking about?
Just to have time to myself. Like what? Nobody's and doing to what? Be like, doing where what? Are you? Like, where are you? What are you doing?
I mean like that. Do they ask people where they are?
Some. The cringy ones. those ones that don't know what they want in life.
They hold on to you.
They want to control you, but they don't want to be controlled, you know.
Oh, okay. But what if you find a nice one?
In this Namibia.
Yes! Or even outside. People don't get married to Namibians anymore.
You know that?
Only some.
In this world now, the things are now confusing, you know. You don't know which one is the real one and which one is, you know, both genders.
You know, okay, bisexual at Ampopua. My dear. Okay. So, alright. So in the next 5 years, you want to be done with school. Graduate, and then you're going to continue. Are you going to get your master's?
If my head feels like it, because sometimes...
Your head must feel like it.
It hugs out, my dear.
The master's is the one that's going to must now give you extra money. Because you're about the money, right? If you're about the money, then you must push for the money.
Yeah.
And what is the push for the money? The push for the money is extra qualifications that gets you in the door. Because now everybody has what you have.
Yeah.
So you have to be a little bit more different.
Yeah.
So when you finish with that one, then you go for your master's.
And then I could be like, do you have the master's?
Yes. Then you can go and be a PhD somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like...
Then you can have a lot of money.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Then you'll start chasing men.
Yeah. Chasing them.
You'll be the one that's chasing them. Yeah. You'll be the one that's chasing them. No, you don't have to be older than them. You are just the one that's gonna be proposing them. It's true. It's true because you spend you spend so much time chasing the bag, right? And you, along the way of chasing the bag, you lose a few things. And you know, everything in life comes at a price. And some of the prices are that you get out of tune with human interaction. And when you get out of tune with human interaction, you don't really know how to talk to the opposite gender. And because you've been so focused, you know, on the bread, you've been so focused on the bed, on the bag. That even when the man approaches you, because you are in the PhD program or you're in the master's program, you don't have time for that. So you don't want to talk to him. Then you finish up. Then he approaches you and then you don't know how to talk to him. So then he runs away.
But is it really necessary for you to just have a man?
No, it's not necessary, but,
is it that important?
Why don't you find it important?
And what is the use? That is just...
But what happened to you that you hate men?
I just don't like men.
Why? What did they do?
I've seen what they done to other people, to other women. What did they do? Those...
Were the women perfect?
Yeah.
The women were perfect.
Sometimes the person is not even the breadwinner in the relationship. But
those are most now the truths that women don't want to speak up about. Women don't want to speak up about the fact that they are the ones that are bringing in the money in their relationships. They all want to pretend like their men are spoiling them. Oh, they go and buy their car and then they go and tell the men to go and pick it up and look like it's a gift.
Now, why would I want to pretend for that now? Like,
no, but the thing is that what if it's a nice person? Don't you want a nice person? Don't you want a person that is not going to play you?
I want that person, but is that specific person exist? That's that person?
Yes, that person. Yes.
We live in our youth, like in our generation, the AMA 2000. There's nothing like that. I'm telling
there
you.
Is.
AMA 2000.
There is, but then also the mindset, right? The mindset is the one. If I was a guy, I wouldn't approach you. Not because you're not beautiful. You see, now you're even offended.
No,
and I'm a whole woman.
And
you're offended about my hypothetical manhood.
We would measure the hatred, not hatred actually, just the way I don't like men.
But why? But there has to be a reason why.
Yeah, I've seen what they did to other women.
Yeah, but you are not other women. And also, it's the same concept, right? As somebody that says all men are like this, but all women are not, like, all women are like this also. So is it fair for a man to say that all women are like you?
It depends on what he went through or what you've seen.
Yeah, but is it all? Like, no.
No, I'm not.
Because like you are not like that.
Yeah.
So would it be fair? Would it be fair to judge a whole entire gender and a whole entire species?
I'm not judging all
because of
them.
A couple of dudes that I'm did somebody like, dirty.
Like, let me also, not judge.
Also, mm-hmm. it has to be double-sided. No matter what decisions that you are making, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It always has to be double-sided. You always have to hear both sides, right? Sometimes, mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. as your friend, mm-hmm. right? I would tell you the story in such a way that I look like the good guy. And even when I tell you the bad thing that I did, mm-hmm. right? I will make it sound like it's not that bad. Why? Because I'm looking for sympathy from you.
Oh.
And now you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are throwing your hands up in the air and you're like, oh, me and men, no. But it was because of somebody that was lying. You get it?
Okay.
This is therapy, by the way.
No, now like there's this, like, let me say, ne?
Mm-hmm.
A girl is dating a guy.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was the breadwinner in the relationship.
Mm. Why is the breadwinner title important?
No, like I'm just trying to give us in, okay.
No, but answer the question. Why?
Because the man was literally not working at the time, ne?
Okay, does it matter that he's working or not working?
It will matter.
Why?
Like, let me go into it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, these people have been, let me say, together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then later on, like, a woman works in this certain company.
Mm-hmm.
The woman actually, let me say, the man actually studied but didn't just get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the woman actually works hard and then she gets her man the job now.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, the man goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, you are seeing the person dumps the girl now.
Mm.
But the girl's the one that got him the job for him to get where he is now.
But the question is, must I stay with you simply because you did something nice for me?
Why must you leave? I built you.
Okay. So I owe you my life.
You owe me everything you got.
You see.
Even your soul.
There you go. Mm. There you go. That's toxicity. That is what it looks like. Yes! That is what it looks like. But it's good to air these conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is exactly how we are all thinking. The truth is, mm-hmm. right? We would have to now ask questions of why is the concept of she is the breadwinner very important? And why do you see it as an individual as something that is important, right? Because it would now have to go back to how you view a man's role,
mm-hmm.
right? And how you think that a man is supposed to be in a relationship.
Mm.
That's why this particular, you didn't say he's even short or he's even tall or he's even fat or he's even thin or he's dark. You didn't say anything about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even say that he has outside kids or he has what or he's cheating or what. You spoke about that one. So we have to now look at this and ask, what do you think a man is supposed to be doing in a relationship? What is his role? Is he supposed to be a provider?
It's even in the Bible. He must be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But did they say he must be a financial provider in this Bible that you read?
As long as he's a provider, right?
Is he not providing safety and security?
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Why
are we locking the room now?
We are locking the room because we are both in it and we are going to sleep.
He must now protect me.
No, he is protecting you because you don't come home to a house robbed. Like, you don't come home to a home that is robbed. And also, the fact that I am there with you is also security. But it doesn't have to be physical security. It can just be the fact that I love you and you are secure in the love.
Now, what if I'm providing, now I'm the provider, and then he comes home, drunk, beats me?
Okay. If he comes home, drunk, beating you, we also have to talk about, when you say provider, we have to ask the question of, this provider-ness.
No.
So a provider is not allowed to be beaten. A provider is not allowed to be cheated on. A provider is not allowed to be dumped. A provider is not allowed to be anything. Nothing is supposed to be done to the provider.
No.
Okay, because they are providers.
Now, the person is, why is my protector now the one beating me?
Okay, the protector that is beating you mm-hmm. is most having a whole entire problem.
Now, why must we make excuses for him?
We are not making excuses, right? Mm-hmm. We are unpacking. We are putting out everything because we also have to talk about what type of woman is this one? Have you ever been beaten by a man?
No, they can never.
Why?
Why must they beat me? I don't allow them to beat me.
Why?
Why must I allow them?
I know why I've never been beaten by a man.
You must tell them, make them...
I don't insult people with their mothers. I don't intimidate anybody with my pocket. I don't speak in such a way that it insults and belittles, right? These are the reasons that I know I haven't, right? Okay. These are my reasons. That's why I know I haven't, because of these particular reasons. Mm-hmm. And these are intentional reasons.
But you know,
even
that,
if we are fighting, mm-hmm. I wouldn't insult you. I wouldn't even talk about your mother. I wouldn't go there. Especially because I know you, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put myself in a space where I can trigger you in such a way where it's going to become aggressive physically, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I know I've survived this. But how do you know why you've survived it? Because sometimes you date somebody, but in their previous relationships, they were beating their exes, right?
No,
but then, then they come into the relationship and they never beat you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And even when you guys break up, mm-hmm. they never beat you because of the person that you are, most probably. So,
yeah,
so now my question is, what type of woman is this woman?
Okay. But sometimes.
Because we're only talking about provider here.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about she's a very nice woman. She's faithful. We're not talking about her qualities.
Okay.
We're only talking about her money.
Mm-hmm. Only. But sometimes, you know, some men are very insecure when they are not,
stable.
When mm-hmm. they are not stable in that matter,
mm-hmm.
And then they feel intimidated by their woman now.
Mm.
Sometimes a girl she's nice, she's quiet, she doesn't talk, she doesn't answer.
Mm.
You find some people in such situations,
mm.
They are not a lot, mm. but some.
Mm.
But it's just because the person is insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel bad about themselves that, no, she's the one that she's coming from work and she's bringing bread while I'm just here home sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one buying me an underwear. She's the one that's buying me soap to bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then when maybe they think about this thing, they become angry
mm-hmm.
and then they don't know where to put their, instead of them going to talk to somebody or
mm-hmm.
go find work or do something about it,
mm-hmm.
they get their anger out on their girlfriends now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. But then also the label insecure,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
It is true. There are some people that are really honestly insecure about other people's, blow up,
mm-hmm.
right? But I want us to explore. We've got 2 hours.
Yeah.
We can explore the conversation and really touch on all the areas. We've spoken about the insecurity that
mm-hmm.
comes with your woman being the provider
mm-hmm.
within the relationship
yeah.
and what it might do to you, demasculate you and so forth within the relationship.
Yeah.
But I've also seen people that are perfectly fine and there is no insecurities and there's no beatings and there's no what that. So
mm-hmm.
is it really just the job, or is it also maybe how you treat me and how I treat you and how we treat each other that could be a contributing factor? Because 5 years is a long time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Did they meet when they were in varsity, or where did they meet?
Yeah, in varsity actually.
Okay.
They even have kids together.
Okay.
But sometimes, like what I've seen actually, sometimes it's friends, you know. Now, you know, you have these friends, they think they are making fun of you, ne? And then they think it's funny.
Mm.
We are laughing on top, but
yeah.
inside, actually, you are feeling bad.
Yeah.
Now, like, these friends will be like, yeah, in the konkuru kadhi way, like, kurandro kadhro. something like that, and then you feel like you are laughing about it, but actually
it hurts.
So
is it really an insecurity then, or is it somebody that is facing trauma?
No,
being traumatized by their friends.
Distance yourself from such friends.
But
it's not by choice. You are not having a job.
But it's easy. You speak like you're gonna have a very tough life. You speak like you're gonna have a very tough life because you don't like it. You have it. Compassion. You have it. It's just that you think that the world is black and white, and then it's gonna hit you. You might be the very same person that's gonna marry somebody that's beating the living hell out of them. Do you know why I say so? I say so because you haven't experienced love to its fullest magnitude, where there's not just you guys in the relationship, but there's other things that are in the relationship that are depending on you being with someone.
My dear, if you are hurting me.
No, I hear you. I hear you, but that is why. You see, I don't believe in coincidences, right? I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everybody that comes in my path, right, needs to have a conversation with me. That's how I live in my life. So, most probably this conversation that we are having is something that you need to take this conversation in so that, right? When it pops up, and it might not pop up for you, it might pop up for your mom, it might pop up for your sister, it might pop up for your best friend, and you are close proximity, but you can't be talking like that. You can't be talking like, just leave.
You must
understand why they can't.
So, exactly, this is a mentality, ne? That most people have. Your husband is beating you black and white, left, right, center. Every single day.
You will call me one day and say, matriarch. And it doesn't have to be beating, ne? It doesn't any form of abuse.
Some people are telling you are telling them like they are telling you this person is beating me every day. One day he almost bent me in the room, but I cannot leave. Are you waiting for you to die for you to leave now? Like
you're not waiting for you to die.
Now what are you waiting for?
There's,
if you are telling
you just
me no my kids.
You are not ready.
Take your kids.
You are not ready.
Go, my sister.
You're not ready. You're not ready. That's the answer. That's the real answer. You're not ready. Just the same way as you're not ready to be in a relationship. Like literally, we can allow you that, right? We can respect your decision on that, but you can't respect other people's decision for choosing whatever they want to choose with their lives. Literally. You get it? We respect your opinion, right? Which I know, I'm only gonna enter into a relationship when I know that I have my life together, because a relationship might be destructive for me right now, and I don't want that. I want money, and I that's what I want. And you're driven like that, right? And it's a beautiful thing. And everybody around you, including me, we understand that. So I will never, no matter how beautiful and wonderful of a bachelor friend that I have that is perfect for you, ne? I'll tell him, give her 7 years. Don't pursue her now. Give her 7 years. Let me even talk to her. I will say, yeah, you can talk to her, but don't pressure her, because she is what? She's not ready. And she made it very clear. And I respect that. So I will not put you guys so that you guys can go into it. No matter how perfect of a match, I'm a very good matchmaker, right? So no matter how perfect of a guy this is, I will never force it onto you. You know why? Because you are not ready. And the plan with your life is that you want the bag. You want the bag. You want to take your family from under. You want to get to the top. And you have made a decision that I can only get to the top without a man. So I'm not going to put a man into your path, right? And you would most probably also respect me for that and like me for that, because me and you can now go out, go and hang out, and we come back and we go home where I'm not calling a gang of niggas to come and sit with us. It's just us, because I respect that. Exactly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to, because you are not ready. Because you said you are not ready, and you are not ready, and you don't want this.
You just don't want to be traumatized.
Yeah, and you don't want to be traumatized, and you have your reasons for why you don't want this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, somebody that is in a bad relationship or a difficult relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are not ready. Do they not deserve your compassion and your support, right? Without you judging them, because every time you say, just leave Mos, right? That is so judgmental.
No, and the person is coming to me asking, what do I think?
But your advice has to be when you are ready. Just the same way as we are allowing you an opportunity to be ready for a relationship. We are giving you a platform to live your life without pressure. So you can't be with somebody, you can't advise somebody mm-hmm. that is not listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because you come to me 6 times.
Yeah.
With the same problem.
Yes. And I must know that you are always going to be there for me.
I will listen.
No. But it is different. Mm. Because how you communicate with this person might just be the piece of communication that they actually need, the piece of courage that they actually need to get out of the relationship, to get out of the bad place.
But later on, when the person leaves the relationship, they see themselves glowing. There, the person was looking like a pencil.
That's why you must advise the person. You advise that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it is not being done, leave that conversation too. Like, stop saying you need to leave that guy, right? Because then I don't hear it. Because even your mom, when she tells you something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes in one ear and comes out the other. You can't even say it has never happened. Because she says it so many times.
I do not listen.
Yeah. She has said it so many times. Now it just becomes a song. I already know what she's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you think that you are any different when you are giving advice? Exactly. Especially if it is the same advice. Then that means it just goes through one ear and comes out the other ear, because it's the same song that you're singing. So what you need to do is change the song. You need to change the song. So that, but it has to have the same message, but it just has to be kind. You have to allow people to make their own choices.
But do you know that sometimes these people stay in this relationship because of one particular reason?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Everybody is with whoever they want to be for specific reasons.
Sometimes, it's not love. It's most of the times is because, let me say, they've witnessed it, and they are like, my mother also stayed.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, I've never had a father to tell me what to do.
Yes.
Like, how to deal with these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
tell me about your parents.
My parents.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are what up. My mother is there.
Mm-hmm.
Single mother
mm-hmm.
that raised me and my, no, she didn't raise me actually. Mm-hmm. I was raised by my sister.
Mm-hmm. Your older sister?
She's, I don't have a sister. She's actually my cousin, but mm-hmm. she's a sister that I never had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the one in charge of me.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that raised me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a tough woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
is your sister married?
She is married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was she married the whole time? When she was raising you?
When she was raising me. Yeah, but not necessarily, but they have been together.
The whole time?
The whole time.
That you're okay? And mm-hmm. your mom?
My mom, I can't say much about my mom because, mm. like, when I was growing up there,
mm.
like, I only go to her for holidays
mm.
or just call her.
Part-time parent.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
This one, my father.
Mm.
Absent.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you feel about your father's absence?
Doesn't bother me, actually.
How do you know?
Because my sister raised me to be strong. Like, I used to be like I met my father when I was, 14 years old? Because I asked my mom, like, where's my dad? I want to see my dad. And then my mom called my dad, like, the child is looking for you.
And so she has the number the whole time?
And the good thing is that he didn't hesitate. He was of like, course. He came to get me. We spent a lot of time together. And yeah, I just went for there for a holiday. I left. When I think I visited my father, maybe if it's a lot of time, it's two. Went there for holiday. Yeah, now sometimes I can even call him and be like, it's Ndapandua. No, I can be like, it's Ndapandua. And then she'll be like, which Ndapandua? And I'll be like,
The one you give birth to.
Yeah.
Then you'll be like, oh, okay.
And then, like, first I actually felt bad, like, my father doesn't know who I am. And I come is because the name Ndapandua is not the one, he's not the one that named me that name. He doesn't like it. If I say it's Francina, or it's Kotokeni, then he'll be like, oh, and then I'll be like, oh, I need some money. Month end. He will send it, actually. He's an old man now, but I know nothing about him. Actually.
Why did you want to know?
Like, just know my father.
Like what?
Who is my father? Like, what does
he... You know who he is.
Like,
but you have...
But I have to ask, like, my siblings, ne? Which year my father... When is my father's
birthday? Don't have to ask your siblings. You
like,
have to ask your dad.
When is my father's birthday? Like, I don't know. Like, why? Which year was he born? I don't know. But how does he behave when he's angry?
Okay.
I don't know. And even neither... Like, yeah, my mother, I know. I've seen her angry, but... If you have to ask my mom about me, she won't tell you anything about me. But if you ask my sister, I can lie to all of you, ne? But she comes, she listens to my story. She
knows No.
She's like, and she'll be like, she's guilty, and she'll be like, yeah, she's telling the truth.
Okay.
That's all
right. So, but if you had to. Right? And also keep in mind, right? After this show, there are a lot of questions you're gonna have. There are a lot of questions.
I feel like I asked myself a lot of questions already that don't have answers.
I know.
But by then, like, sometimes it's life, like, I've seen
But right worse. Now, this is your first therapy session in your whole entire life.
Is it?
Yeah. We're having therapy right now. Yeah. Because we're trying to figure out who you are.
But
you're a combination of everything that has ever happened to you. Everything.
A combination of a lot of
everything.
I'm confusing. I'm fun. I'm a happy person.
Yes. Yeah, but I want to understand your distaste
for men.
For men. It's because of your dad.
No.
Really?
It's because of one particular human being, the son.
Okay, so it's heartbreak.
Ah, that thing.
It's heartbreak. Something. So you hate an entire species because of one person?
Yeah, basically.
When was the breakup? Long ago? When?
The bad thing is that the person left me with a living thing.
A baby? A human. Okay, so did they leave you or how did the breakup happen?
What happened?
What type of message are you going to send now? Is your baby's around?
Yeah, he's with
How old is he?
He's turning 3 in a few weeks.
So you were 21?
Yeah.
Nah? And you guys dated for a while?
Basically 4 years of my life. For nothing.
It's not for nothing.
No.
It's not. It's not.
No, sometimes I ask myself, what was I seeing in this person? Yeah.
You were in love.
I was just young and stupid.
But no, you were in love. You were in love. You must not bottle up the emotions in terms of, you use a lot of, downplaying things to cope with the conversation, especially if it causes you discomfort. So you downplay a lot of things like, ah, you know, ah. But the truth is that you care. You do care. You care about dudes. You care about your dad. You care about your parents. You care. You care a lot more than you let on. And you care a lot more than what you think you do care about.
My dad must go out of a picture.
Why?
Me and that man only talk if I need money.
But why?
That's it. What is there to talk about? That man has maybe 17 kids.
And so? It's not your penis.
Nah.
It's not your life. You are also having your one and no one is judging you. How?
But then...
And so? So he's not allowed to be having his many kids.
But he must take all of them.
But you don't know. And that's the problem that I have with kids. Right? Us. As our parents' children. We don't know anything about people's relationships and we are quick to choose sides.
You trust men.
No, it's not trusting men, right? Because if it was a matter of trusting, right? If we are looking at the equation right now, and this might sting a little bit, but be strong. If we're looking at the equation right now, both your parents abandoned you. So it's not about one parent being worse than the other. It's that both genders here in this role are bad. Literally. And just because you go for holidays somewhere here, it's not necessarily to say that they are better because we are women. It is just to say that, people, humans are bad. We are all bad and we are all good. But what we don't do as children, and this is advice that I give all my kids, is that we don't go and choose sides in people's relationships ever. We don't go and choose which one is less and which one is more because we were not part of their relationship. What if, right? What if your mom was a Kamboroto in his relationship?
No. Why must I look for him now? Why didn't he look for me?
No. Because, right? He knows that he has a child out there. But the relationship between the mother and him might have been so sour that he can't even call to ask because after all these years, your mom still had your dad's number. If she wanted to connect you guys, wouldn't she have connected you?
You must put your whole problems aside and come to your child. Why must, if that person wants to.
But it could have been both of their responsibilities. Why are we putting the blame on one party because he's a man?
Because he must look for his kid.
Who said so?
It's his kid.
But then the mother is also, right?
So not, the mother must the, go
the,
look
the
for
mother him. Is also not connecting the parent and the child.
Why must you be connected if you made the child together? Why must you be connected? The child is already a connection.
But how was their relationship?
I don't even want to know.
Because, right? Sometimes a woman is such a bad thing, right?
Is it?
Yes. Sometimes a woman is such a bad thing that you would rather wait for your child to grow up and look for you. Because the woman is so toxic. You don't read newspapers, you're a journalist.
Yeah, right? I do.
No, you're a journalist and you know that there are people that are going for DNA tests, all five kids are not his kids. And we still want to play the card of the woman is better.
No, he doesn't even need a DNA test.
No, it's not about that. It's not about that.
No, I don't actually.
It is the principle behind it. Mm-hmm. Because if you want a relationship with your dad, you create it and then, right? Mm. If he pulls away, then you can know that you tried. But right now, it's like you're not even trying for the relationship because you are waiting for him to come to you. But the problem is that you might have more of your father's characteristics than you think. Because if you are thinking like this, your father is also thinking like this. Why is she not looking for her father? Why is she not coming to me and I'm the adult? Papalandu. According to culture. And you are saying this man is an old man. So this is something that was brought up by his parents, right? Kucha iat kongu nona te cha edi no koli dindishi uta kongonja emwen because it's according to culture, eh? And then here you are, shashino nye me, you and him, same WhatsApp group, ekuni, rafa san, ngo uliko kona ye kuchitandiko shijai. Na ye kuliko kona ye, chitandiko shijai. Then, do you know who suffers in this whole equation? Your son. Your son grows up without a grandfather. Yep.
Yeah, I also grew up without.
Yeah, but then you shouldn't, you shouldn't punish your child because you also went through, just because you went through something doesn't mean that it's correct. Just because that was your life doesn't mean that it was correct. The man is there. Karanaka ikuinakuru. Like, yeah. But then we are all different, right? And we are all channeling our ways through life in different ways, right? And that's in these different ways, it's when we are figuring out. But I like the concept of understand yourself and why you feel the way you feel about certain things and where it comes from. I like that one better because then you don't go around with a heart that is pretending to be fine and then you go and find yourself in a very bad situation because you don't know how you are and why you do the things that you do. You understand what I mean? So even with the breadwinner thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for you to say this. Mm-hmm. I believe that you believe that men must have money. I believe that you believe that men must be financial providers. I believe that you believe. No, that's what I'm saying. I believe opinion, right? Not a fact. You can always correct,
yeah,
right?
Because my sister that actually raised me, mm-hmm. she's actually the one that is working in the relationship.
Mm.
But I've never seen a problem in that relationship. No argument, no nothing. But
if you saw it, would you know what it looks like?
If
you saw the problems that, if you saw a problem, would you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
Your sister is a very responsible somebody. I don't think she will ever let you see that they are having problems.
Exactly. That's why. Why are some people now letting other people know that they have problems? Why must you?
But it doesn't eliminate the fact.
Instead
that,
of
no, it doesn't eliminate the fact that there are problems just because your sister is a good liar. Doesn't mean that.
No, it's not. About
no, I'm saying like, because we as parents protect our children from bad things. So sometimes we lie to the kids, mm-hmm. right? Mm. So sometimes you can be crying all night and wake up and put on a whole full face, exactly. But then come outside, right? But that's a lie. That's
now,
a lie.
Never let your partner be seen by the public. Like going through this thing, the person is having a black eye. Why must you?
No, but those are beatings. No. Those are beatings and all of that. That's violence. We don't condone that. I understand.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that the relationship, right? Because your sister is responsible,
mm-hmm.
right? Because your sister is responsible, because your sister is a mother, right? Mm-hmm. And her partner is a father.
Mm-hmm.
They will have their arguments and their disputes inside there and they will never bring it outside because what it does is it comes and traumatizes you guys, mm-hmm. the children,
exactly.
right? So they keep it over here. But it doesn't mean that there is no problem. And for you to say that I've never seen them having a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is more like you saying that, there are no problems, but they are adults about it,
exactly.
But they talk to who they talk to.
Is
and
it not
you and your
like
friends,
that?
No, you and your friends, you are the person that your friend talks to. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are your sister's friend that she talks to when her and her husband are having problems.
Yeah, but is it not supposed to be like that?
Like, it is.
Like our parents also advise us, ne? Mm. Like, there's a way. Mm.
But now if I'm stuck with you as my friend, right? Then I'm never gonna get better.
No.
I'm never gonna get better because you can't even understand me. You're not even compassionate towards me. Yeah. I'm telling you, Gucha, this man is wasting
listen
me.
To you,
I didn't say you're not listening. I'm
but
saying you are not giving me what I need. What I need is for you
your
to
partner, ne?
Yeah.
Not don't punch your partner.
No. That one is, we understand
exactly.
what that
no,
one.
No, if the person is coming in the street and
but how can your only answer be leave them?
Is there a better answer, actually?
When you are ready, I can help you get out. That's how you say
when
it.
When is
No, you say it, then when like, you tell, but okay, are you hearing? Like, are you okay, hearing now, what he said?
Let me ask you this now. Mm-hmm. You tell the person when you are ready. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you hear the person was cut with a banger dead. Mm-hmm. Now, when was the readiness supposed to come?
People are allowed to make their own choices. Straight.
If the person cannot make their own choices, that's why they came to you.
People are not... You can't force anybody to do anything. At all. Nothing.
So I must just look at you guys in the street chasing each other and then be like, when you are ready. My sister, when you are ready.
So what did you achieve now by saying you must leave them, if tomorrow they are still together?
And then... You must come, if you are not ready to leave the thing, don't come to me. Because I can't.
So then
help
she must
you.
Be stuck alone.
She wants to be stuck? Hello?
Okay.
There are people that can be helped. There are some people that will come to you and be like, I don't know what to do, and be like, okay. I don't have transport money to maybe go back home. And then be like, if I give you transport money, are you going to go back home or you're just going to be manipulated again and stay? No, they'll be like, no, I'm ready to go home. And they leave, they go home. And then there's that stubborn one that is getting beaten, cut with a banger, stabbed. Now the person doesn't have an arm. When is the readiness gonna come in that relationship now? Now the person comes to you 15-20 times and then you are just when you are ready you can leave. But then also, right?
What we also need to establish here is that nobody is forcing you to be anybody's friend.
Yeah, no.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Nobody is forcing you to be anybody's friend.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you not leaving them?
I can leave.
Why didn't you leave yet?
Are you waiting
for them to die?
No,
I'm asking you. Why are you still in a relationship with your friend that's being beaten?
Some people are not even, I don't have friends.
No, but let's go back to that one.
Okay.
Right? Why are you still there?
Sometimes the person is not even my friend, but they think they are my friends. And they come to me because I'm a nice person. I can listen. I just like people that you will advise them. And
why are you still there?
I'm not there.
You are there. You are there because you can. Sometimes you can tell them don't talk to me, and you don't. So why are you there?
You are not going to stop them from talking to you.
No. You can actually. It's called boundaries.
You?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You can tell. Like there are people in your life that you don't talk to. You're not talking to your ex. Why?
I just don't have
their exactly
numbers.
Because you delete their numbers and you let them go. There are people that you'll never speak to again. So why is that one something that you can do that for others? People that you don't want to talk to, you block them and you leave them and then you move on with your life. But then
now what if the person is my neighbor?
If the person is your neighbor, you tell them that I don't ever want to talk to you ever again.
Yeah, and then there are this type of people, ne? If they come to you now, their husband will come beat you also or come to you and
They knew you can make a police case. And then the husband goes to jail for threatening an assault.
But sometimes police also... Yeah.
No, but it seems like you have an excuse. You have an excuse, but the truth is, right? Mm-hmm. You are also just stuck in an abusive relationship with the people that are being abused. And you don't want to see it, but then you want them to see it. But you are also stuck. Because you are going through the same trauma over and over. The person comes to you, then you have to wipe them off with their blood, and then you have to still talk them down. You have to leave everything. It's affecting you negatively. You have to leave everything that you are doing so that you can accommodate them. You could have been doing other things. Now you can't even leave the house. You're supposed to be going to town to go and buy your things. Now you can't leave the house because the person was being beaten and ran to you, so you have to lock each other in the house. You can't chase the person outside because you are afraid that the person will get killed by the partner. You are still there.
Yeah.
And you are judging them for not leaving, but you are also in the same. They are abusing you. They are your abuser and you are not leaving them. And then you are judging them for not leaving their abusers.
But they are the ones that are getting beaten.
Yes, no. Like, there. No, but you do. But like, how do you not see how much you have to lose? One, you're not going to town anymore. Two, you are scared. Three, you are stuck here with this person and you have to console them. They are using your time. There's so much that you lose. It's not just body parts. There's so much that you lose with being with this, in this person's life. You get it? They are making noise outside and beating each other. You are supposed to be studying and you can't do that. And you're saying that you're not losing anything. You're losing a lot. Yeah. You are. And you are still there. Why are you there? It's not like you didn't see how much you are losing. Because you do get angry. Because you do get angry. So my question is, right? Why are you still in that abusive relationship? Because you are judging them for staying in their abusive relationships, but you are also no better than them. You are there.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you there, ma'am?
They made me part of it.
And so what if you're part of it? Why are you not leaving?
No, I must come out.
Why are you not leaving?
How am I supposed to leave now?
You're supposed to tell... you don't understand what's happening here.
I do, I'm...
You are exactly the same as the person that is being abused. You are literally asking the same question, ne? That they ask you. Kucha, how am I supposed to live now? Like, and you are basically, the irony, yeah? You are basically the same as them, right? And you are stuck there, but you think you are better because you are not being beaten. But truth is, they are wasting your time, your sleep, your resources. Like, they are most probably the reason that you are not getting distinctions because they are fighting every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They are most probably the reason that you are always stressed and always sleepy because now you have to sleep at 4 a.m. because now this person has come over and sat there with the kids and this is the situation. How are you not in an abusive relationship?
No, that's my relationship now. With
your neighbor. And your friend.
So I must.
You are in an abusive relationship. You are being abused. You see how you didn't even know that you are being abused. And this is exactly how they feel. They didn't know that they are being abused. Just because, right, mm-hmm. you know better doesn't mean that they know better also. They are thinking that this is absolutely normal because everybody in our society was being beaten like this. And you are like, just the same way as I can pinpoint abuse in your own life. It's the same way you can pinpoint abuse in this person's life that they can't see. They can't see that being beaten is bad. They can't see. No. They can't see that being beaten is bad, right? Because they grew up in a place. It's contemporary social issues where they grew up in a place where this is a norm. This is a belief. This is a custom. And now you have to break them out of that, right? By telling them that physical abuse or any kind of abuse is bad, right? But you don't even know you are being abused by being their friends.
No, you tell them this and then they don't see anything bad about it.
Well,
then
do you see anything bad about your situation? Because you are failing, eh? And it's not even that you're not smart. It's not even that you don't have all the books. It's because people are making noise. When they are not fighting, they are playing loud music and partying. When they are not doing that, then it is chaos all the time. And it's not even on the other side. It's just here next to your room.
And then you leave the place with me. I will leave.
Did you leave?
I will leave.
Did you leave?
I am gonna leave.
You are going to leave, right?
And then I'll
but you're going to leave. You're going to leave after, right?
Mm.
And that is exactly what I'm trying. Like, I feel like you don't want to connect the dots nicely, but you will get it. Don't worry. Look, you are talking about I will leave.
But then
you don't understand when I say that you must tell this person that when you are ready.
Yeah, I do get it.
So now she's gonna leave one day, right? Whether she's gonna leave in a casket, or she's going to leave by her own accord, or she's going to leave because something went terribly wrong, she's gonna leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you are gonna leave, Mos, one day, right? Mm-hmm. Same WhatsApp group, Mos. Same thing here. You are in a whole abusive relationship with your neighbor and you don't even know it.
Ondakarhandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utungaraka mahupi. O netwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyingarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga o netwe kaoyo, hai dira dira, ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming. O mafikwa amwe, o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe, o handi nigaishe, poshikanto shimwe. Pamwina parateza, oinda horora, ameha ishi pangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, oma kota fanone, data, momkaro wili, mwana parika, okutuma, koutumaraka, okustreaminga, no kudenga pamwina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always prepare, parates.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our conversation in a jiffy. Before that, we've got Loiso with a Scary.
It's crazy how you say these things I don't believe in. I won't go away. I'm good at living in between what you believe in. I wish I could change. I'm trying to push it from my mind. These feelings that I hide, they won't go away. Let's just breathe for now. I'd hate to see you cry. I know that it would break me, but I don't think I'm ready to love you now. I'm trying to save your heart. I wish that you would let me. I know that I'm not ready to love you. Baby, you can rest in peace. You love me deep, so perfectly. Just know there's nothing I would change about you. Hearts don't break right on the line. It's never even time.
No better, I don't want the stormy weather. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down, still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down, still love, still love. To have ever even shared a single page, even if the end and never stayed the same. I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change, and all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear it saying, "My mind, gotta give it time, give it time." To the wounds I healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right of them, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but our both love was never lost. And now I hold you down. See,
how you love me is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in, for the way you held me down. I'll never understand. No matter what road we chose, no matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know to count on me. I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time. I need no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but our both love was never lost. And now I hold you down. Still, all it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero. By Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line, when they turn on the lines. It's time to call it in, hope I'm still on your mind. Got Julio. Tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, and the leaves are falling down, and October. Take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope. Cause all that I'm holding you tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes I wanna
It is if everyone dies alone.
Does that scare you?
I don't want to be alone.
I look for you every day, every night. I close my eyes from the fear, from the light. As I wander down the avenue, so confused, guess I'll try and force a smile. Paint lemonade sipping on a Sunday, couples holding hands on a runway. They're all posing in a picture frame, what's my house crashing down? Solo shadow on a sidewalk, just want somebody to die for. Sunshine living on a perfect day, while my house crashing down. I just want somebody to die for. Sipping on a Sunday, couples holding hands on a runway. They're all posing in a picture frame, what's my house crashing down? Solo shadow on a sidewalk, just want somebody to die for. Sunshine living on a perfect day, while my house crashing down. I just want somebody to die for. I just want somebody to die for.
To die for.
I just want somebody to die for.
Does that scare you?
I don't want to be alone.
Pink lemonade sipping on the side. Couples holding hands on the road. Just want somebody to die for.
As long as I'm in it, as long as I'm in it, as long as I'm in it with you.
Always be by your side.
As long as I'm in it.
I said, bartender, I need one shot whiskey, two shots of pain, and a dash of some memory. With life's lemons, I made lemonade. Does it still taste the same if I mix it with some Hennessy? Dreams of being young and unafraid, but I love somebody and it drained all my energy. Ooh, and I thought that love was magnificent. I remember being 7 years old, thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? Why don't I see it happening? Yeah, bartender, have you ever been in love with someone but terrified of settling? Remember I was young and behaved, but I hurt somebody and I couldn't find a remedy. And I thought that love was like medicine. I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 29, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? Say the older you get, or the wiser you are. I should be wiser by far, but I feel more like a child now. Ooh. Heaven knows I'm a mess. Ooh, but there's still some time to build us a sunshine inside of this hourglass. And I hope that it's with you when I say, bartender, one shot of whiskey, two shots of pain, and a dash of some memory.
The times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. So here
case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you. And I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago, in case you didn't know. That second glass of wine, that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you
when you're all alone, all we can be, when the stink can go, and the crazy all fall in. just disrespectful, David.
Look, I was just talking to her. You know I love you.
It's about what you do, not what you say.
All right, hold up. I have something for you. I want you to be there on Saturday.
That was the likes of JoJo, and we are going to continue with our conversation. Mara, before that, we are doing He Broke Me Gently, ne? To be broken by another person, but they break you so easy, you don't even realize that you are breaking. It is what it is. Life is just like that. Anua.
It wasn't the kind of heartbreak you scream about. No fights, no doors slammed. Just silence. And somehow that hurt louder than anything he ever said.
We stopped talking in full sentences. Just half smiles and I'm fine. He'd hold me like a stranger. Like love had slipped through time. Coffee turned cold between us. His phone lit up more than his eyes. And I learned heartbreak doesn't always shout. Sometimes it just says goodbye. I kept checking my phone for ghosts. reading old texts like prayer notes, every word a quiet echo of what we used to be. He broke me gently, no storm and goodbye, just drifted away till I forgot how to try. He broke me softly, like fading sunlight, and I was left in the dark, learning how to cry. He broke me gently, and somehow that was worse than a lie. The scent of him still lives in my sweater, though I washed it 100 times. I replayed his laughter in my head, just move on, but they don't know what it's like to lose someone who didn't leave. He just stopped saying I wrote him a letter
I'll never send,
folded in life
the pieces of the
to the woman I'm becoming. You're still worthy of love that stays. I forgive him, not for him, but for me. 'Cause sometimes healing sounds like walking away.
He broke me gently,
but I survived.
Picked up my pieces
and came back to life.
He broke me softly,
but I found my light, and the silence taught me how to rise. Yeah, he broke me gently, but now I know gentle doesn't mean right, doesn't mean right. He left quietly, but I'm the one who stayed broken.
Brenda, Brenda, but let's go into a little like, happy mood, man. You know Brenda is a little sad.
Used to be always walking in my shadows. Then I look at what you've given me. I feel like dancing on my tiptoes.
I must say good afternoon. Every day I wait and realize you're by my side. You know I'm truly blessed. Hello. Yes, that's a buena. How you doing? Ondu harapana no biri yo mwa o harapanga na no biri.
Hi, karungana panduri.
Eh.
Yeah, karungi akatirangi tatenge.
My dear. Ohendere Rene.
Ohene, we still have to thank him.
Of course, of course.
In all situations.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. But I have a visitor in the studio. Her name is Francina.
Oh, Madam Francina, good afternoon. You are welcome to our home, our family.
Okay, thank you very much. Good afternoon, sir.
Is it the Francina that we usually...
No, it's another one. I have many Francinas. And another one now.
The owner of the name. The original one.
She's feisty, this one. She's feisty, this one.
We thank God for coming, for your coming.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, how are you doing, people?
Oh, we are fantastic, Tatebwana. We are very good.
The last time I heard you speaking, I think you were having a conversation with, I think it's one of your students.
One of my kids.
One of your learner. Where you were really having a very meaningful conversation. Otherwise, Nene Francina, what have you brought for us?
We're just talking about life, and we're talking about the concept of breadwinners, and we're talking about our expectations of life.
So the concept of breadwinner and our expectation. So we're actually talking about general issue of life. And particularly breadwinner and the issue of that nature. So I think that the concept of breadwinner, I don't know, even myself, sometimes I get confused in understanding it very well. People are attributing it to, associating it to a man, he's the one who is the head of the family, and things like that. I hope breadwinner doesn't denote head of the family.
Okay.
I'm asking.
I don't know. Is the head of the family supposed to be the breadwinner?
Is the head
of the family very important, Anu?
I thought maybe, no problem. Yeah, I think they are separate anyway.
Maybe. We don't know.
So now, let me try to see, in terms of breadwinner, I know very well that there are also households who are actually led and managed by young
women.
Adults.
Yeah.
Young adults, young women adults. And even the children, they are also feeding for themselves. They can also be breadwinner. I don't know whether that can be correct in terms of legal or biological or socially. Oh, yes, but to me, they can also assume the responsibility of being a breadwinner. So now the head of the family.
The head of the household.
Yeah, something like that. So the children and the young adults can also be the breadwinner within their corner. So, but this head of the family is normally associated to be for a man.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's from the...
It's from the Bible.
From the religious point of view,
okay,
or just because we are just assuming that yes, men, they are there having the responsibility, social or whatever kind of responsibility they have, hence they are the head of the family. So maybe you need to clarify that issue. How does one assume assume the title of being a head of the family? So the one for the breadwinner, which is the topic that you see, I believe you are more concerned with. Anybody that provides
for the family,
is or the
breadwinner,
or whoever inside that setting. Is you can be regarded as a breadwinner. So now, what is the issue with that breadwinner?
We were just asking who is supposed to be the breadwinner. So it's anybody that has the capabilities to carry the family financially.
Or not spiritually or socially.
Oh!
What bread are you bringing with spirit?
Yeah.
And social.
Oh, I'm not talking about
that's money. Money. That's money. Bro, yeah.
The people are
cash.
Hungry.
Cash. Cash content. Aha. We're only talking cash content here.
You can come.
Let us speak your father's language first.
Uh-huh.
If you like money, money bring problem.
Ah, we only poor people say money brings problem. You never hear Elon Musk saying, oh, money bring problem. Ah, no.
Just ask the broke ones. But
it's well managed. You have a, he has got a chartered accountant here, a second chartered accountant. He has got the engineers here. He has actually surrounded himself with a, I don't know whether it's a capability or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they always say, the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
We know money is very significant in our life.
Yeah.
In this life.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes life more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when you get to that kind of greedy level,
Kalahandu yako parateza morwe data Paife ohandimo kuyadi Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utumara kabahupi O netwe kaimwe o kufutarumwe o kuyinyengarumwe o kujapandali Fio papa ndauka O nda pumga o netwe kaoyo hai jira jira ya fange O mafikwa amwe ohandi streaming O mafikwa amwe ohandi popi O mafikwa amwe ohandi nigaishe po shikanto shimwe Pamina parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, umakota fanoni, data, momkaro wili, mwana parika, okutuma, kutumaraka, okustreaminga, na okudenga pamina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always prepare, parates.
My friend.
Why do you seem so worried? Hey, hello, Tete Buena. Sorry.
I really do not have much to say on that topic.
Thank you so much for popping by. Thank you so much for popping by. Even if you don't have so much to say on that topic, you can continue, please.
Yeah, so what I was saying is that many a time, so when you talk about that head of the family,
yes.
So which you can also be connected to breadwinner, because many people, we believe that when you are head of the family, you are somebody who should be a breadwinner.
Oh, okay.
Which is not always in that, in like that.
Okay. So you can be the head of the family, but not the breadwinner.
Yeah, you can be head of the family.
But not the breadwinner.
You might also not be head of the family and not even a breadwinner.
You are just in the family.
Mm. Just the head of it.
You are the social entity within that family.
Mm.
But that does not make you an invariable entity or invariable member of that family.
Mm.
But when that title is not even
Certified.
I confer this one to you, this document. So now when they are now giving that title.
Yeah.
Men feel that, now I'm now deprived from my title and responsibility as being a breadwinner.
They
just don't like, let me say, they will never want to have a house. And then, I would do a manja, me, Jemara Munonsa, man.
Manja, that's a pink.
Kuchango, mungadishe ne dido ngara manyo. Kuchanya dido pashimari waila dajinda peni. Or zero.
Yeah.
Na lugala ngo kutoa nua is the head of the family.
Yeah.
He is the breadwinner and the kukuto here.
Shinyanguli mampano, shinyanguli, 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 mampano, shinyanguli. Shinyanguni, mem, shinyanguni mampano, ngono shinyanguni mampano ngo. Oye nana, kakukutu ngono, ay, kakukutu tunsi, onsane kakukutu, ah, eh? Onsane kakukutu tunsi. Tunshi, kui kwenye kwa mehoe inga tataka ahara.
Kwa mehoe inga jangawa ingo.
Ehe. O kui kwenye kwa mehoe, oya ahara kukuninga, oya ahara kuwilika kucha. Hatu lande shike sashi ipima ina tura kuna no blue senda. Ma ukwa kuwilika. Onsane kwa kukuto mwili kimani.
Na meko.
Uta hawena tulandenya shike sasho maovige jo mirongo ndatu ano maovige mirongo ndatu tulanda pe
taka zipenga ano
hawena te wanji tafuruko ya mwike sasho sho maovige ni kakheali manungu watu lako nenga pano ne
o problem ane we know the problem we men ine
yeah.
That's why sometimes I feel pity for ourselves.
Nanga ene, shande mutarani andete.
Welcome.
Enohe waone.
Kushine kucha ushuko mwiri. Moka story niwe.
Zikona ya karunga shiri man. Kucha ohai. Enohe waone. Like.
Krasina. Krasina tujirako. Tujirako.
Ewa, thank you so much, Tate B. My dear.
My dear.
Oza, oza. Mara, before that. Hello.
Piri Maru.
I'm just waiting for that one part of cash content. That's what I'm waiting for.
Reached the end of our program. Imagine.
Imagine.
Uh-huh. So what else can we ngonga kwa utare for these last 7 minutes that we are talking about here? Okay, so in general, what I would say is, do you agree now there by the abuse? You see it there? You're being abused by your neighbor, ma'am. You're in an abusive friendship.
Oh, no. The thing is, I do get it, ne? But at the same time, also, let's not advise people to stay in.
No, it's not really advice. Mm-hmm. It is, they know.
They must learn to they leave all when know. It's time to leave.
Do you know that they all know?
Yeah, I feel like they know.
They all know. They all know, they're just not ready.
Don't just say, no, my kids, what will my kids say? What
the kids would rather have two parents that are apart and happy than two parents that are together.
Beating each other.
They are happier with two parents that are apart. No, apart from each other, mm-hmm. they divorce and mm-hmm. they are happy wherever mm-hmm. they are. Yeah. Then two parents that are staying together and they are unhappy and beating each other.
Exactly.
It's true.
They must grow up in a happy house.
Even if it's only having one parent.
Exactly.
So there's nobody, you know, it's not even written on our faces, kucha, this one comes from a two-parent household. Is it written here, kucha? This one comes this one was raised written, you can just see it.
You can see.
Like, what can you see?
The blue eye, broken arm.
But us now, the kids now, us when we are going out there in the world, nobody can see us.
By that school, the behaviors show actually. Some of them, like, it's not even shouting, like, you can see the person is scared. You can see that this child, he or she is coming from a broken house. But
then if they are apart, then it's fine.
It's fine. Mm. Sometimes don't let the kids see these things because you are traumatizing the kids.
Mm.
And it's not nice.
Yeah.
If it's time to leave, my sister, run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because first thing, it will be a
slap. But men also get abused.
By women.
Yes.
Is it a thing?
Oh. Yes.
Yes. But, oh, a woman, I feel like it only happens when they are, like, let me say, not financially stable, ne? Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, oh, direct you wrong, and they will be namukombo ashiri. Oshara, no katarangi azaronga, and they maybe that type of abuse, but beating, like.
That's the, and that is why it's a lot of men don't speak up. And that's why we don't know about it.
Yeah, I feel like most of it.
The men are also getting beaten.
Yeah, that's why, there was a time where I feel like a man went to
report.
Report.
And then the police laughed. Yeah,
they laughed.
Mm-hmm.
The whole.
Would you laugh? Would you laugh?
No, it's not a laughing
you
matter.
You look like you would laugh.
No.
You're already laughing now even. Like,
no, I won't laugh.
Just talking about it, you're already laughing, Francis.
No, I won't laugh.
You are laughing already now.
The thing is,
you guys must.
It's a rare thing, man. Like,
it's not rare. It's only rare that they report, but it's not rare.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, do you know that majority of men, they only beat the woman because the woman beat them first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they only beat, but it's in self-defense because the woman beat them first?
Uh-huh. And then
you are the ones that are going around slapping people's sons and thinking that apparently they cannot beat you back because they are men. You guys can beat them.
Yeah, which is a wrong mentality, by the way.
I was in the shop, I think it was the day before yesterday, with my daughter, and she's two.
Mm.
And then there was another boy, I think he should be like around 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking with his mom. Now he had a ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter saw this ball.
Mm-hmm.
And she's two, right? Mm-hmm. So she went up to him and then she wanted the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boy ran away. And my daughter just watched him. And the mom said to the boy, Jimmy, you must fight back. Yes, you must fight back. And as a mother of a boy child and a girl child, I understood where she's coming from as the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot watch your child, just because he's a boy, he must get bullied by a girl.
Yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. And also the girl child must also understand mm-hmm. that, my dear, if you're bullying people's children, they will beat you back.
Now girls must be told that nothing, not everything
revolves around them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also like, Abuse is abuse. So just because you are a girl doesn't mean that you must be beating people's children.
Yeah, and insulting them and with their parents.
With their parents. Why, I know, why can't we just insult each other or hutuara without bringing parents?
Don't insult people with their mother. Otherwise you'll get beaten and then it becomes a case.
Because it's a sensitive thing. Maybe me and my mother, we went through hardships and then here you are coming to insult my mother, my sweet. Sweet mother, now she's beaten. You see those
things. But the thing is, also the law made it seem like no, you cannot touch a woman, even if they're in the wrong. You should just keep quiet. Sometimes,
no, it's not even that, it's not even that, because assault is assault, it's equal. Right? When it comes to the law, it's equal. The problem that came in is the fact that women are dying. So, men are, asani adenge, pakudeng, asana adengereso. Women are dying. So that's where the law came in and said, guys, you guys must not beat women. You guys, they are very iffy about the women because men kill.
Yeah.
But all in all, onces na. Mara, thank you so much for joining us on our program this afternoon, Francina. I hope to see you again.
Hopefully I'll be here tomorrow also.
Tomorrow me, I'm not here.
I thought you are here.
Me, I'm going to Saka, my dear. I'm going to Saka.
On a Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to Saka at home.
Tomorrow you're supposed to be listening to gospel.
I'm going to listen to gospel.
And then drinking coke.
Just not at work, honey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell. I love you guys forever and a day. You guys are important to me. Ek los chela met a bora or two. Mara, we are blessed, Moss.
I must say, every day I work and realize it by my side. I know I'm sure. Your faith till you think you might surrender. Baby, I'm not ashamed to say that my hopes will grow slender. You walked by in the nick of time, looking like an answered prayer. You know how to live.
Baby, on the highlight, Nico, Papa, took a year to get this comfortable. Yeah, to look for light and see the mental growth. Yeah, I still admit the darkness comes around. Knowing that feeling will not settle down. Yeah, my life is something, not a movie, something will consume me. Reading about the cancer growing and for me not knowing how to tell her what she had and what the image read. How I missed all of the symptoms, how I blame my dad. Misfortune followed us round, she said, don't you announce it. Just pray to our God because he is a fire holder. I'd rather die for you to have more life than to see another day. How the signs and promise rise. Dime, wanna hala niku baba.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere, countrywide, to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.